The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here with you all. Today is the last in our series this week on cultivating peace. In the early texts of the Buddha's teachings, there are many synonyms for nibbana, complete awakening, one of which is the supreme peace. Another is the unconditioned. So I'll read to you something from the Samyutta Nikaya 43.1. The Buddha says to his disciples, "I will teach you the unconditioned and the path leading to the unconditioned." What is the unconditioned? The destruction of greed, the destruction of hatred, the destruction of delusion. This is called the unconditioned. And what is the path leading to the unconditioned? Mindfulness directed to the body. This is the path leading to the unconditioned. So, with complete awakening, the poisons of greed, hatred, and delusion are completely eradicated, never to return. And then the Buddha says that the essence of the path leading to the supreme peace of the unconditioned is mindfulness of the body. As we've seen, samadhi or unification is the last of the preparatory conditions from which the insights necessary for liberation arise. When the meditator can dwell in samadhi, the insights leading to awakening will gradually and spontaneously unfold. And in all of the wholesome states that we find in Buddhist teachings, each one can arise in a wide spectrum of depth or intensity. And that entire spectrum is valuable, including the first baby steps. Samadhi, for example, encompasses a range of increasingly profound states of meditative absorption. And before entering into samadhi proper, there can be access samadhi when all five hindrances are in abeyance and the mind is settled. For most practitioners, it's unlikely to be accessible in a 30-minute meditation on a weekday. And a silent retreat offers the ideal conditions for cultivating samadhi. That said, we may have tastes of samadhi outside of a retreat setting when the mind is at peace, unified. And these small tastes are valuable and should be savored. They give us an idea of what is in store. So for samadhi to arise, we put in place the condition of peaceful contentment. The body and mind are suffused with a sense of well-being, which is calmer and more satisfying than joy. So let's briefly review the steps along the path of liberative dependent arising, which put in place the conditions for entering into the sacred state of samadhi. It all begins with an honest confrontation with our suffering, dukkha. We live in a world of 10,000 joys and 10,000 sorrows, which arise and pass away. And we need to know our suffering in order to start the process of becoming free. And then it's important that we have confidence in the path we've chosen to follow. The stronger our confidence in the path, the greater our resolve can be. Then, with confidence that we're on the right track, gladness naturally arises. We see that indeed there's a light at the end of our tunnel of darkness. The next step is joy, which is directly proportional to how absorbed we are in our practice. When awareness is strong, we feel the joy of being fully present. The miracle of each moment. And these first steps of confidence, gladness, and joy have very useful function of dispelling anxiety and agitation. They put in place the conditions for tranquility. When tranquility becomes pervasive, the conditions are in place for peaceful, calm contentment to arise. The gentle happiness of Sukha. We are at peace with the way things are, with a deep feeling of well-being. With agitation dispelled through tranquility, the well-being of calm contentment allows the mind to become unified in samadhi. So we're on this beautiful gradual path, and it may be more gradual for some than for others. It doesn't matter if we're a slow bloomer or a fast bloomer. We all have our karma to untangle, our knots to untie, and this will take the time it takes. We need to study how we get caught and to learn what works and doesn't work for us on the path to freedom. The good news is that no matter where we are in the path, there are always opportunities for meeting our suffering skillfully. And in that encounter, if we are mindful, we will see the forks in the road that continually arise, and we can choose the peaceful road that leads to freedom. If we're not mindful, chances are we'll be caught in reactivity. And without even seeing the fork, we hurtle on down the samsaric path of dukkha. It's also good news that as our practice develops, we do get better and better at recognizing the forks in the road and choosing the wholesome one over the unwholesome. We learn that we don't need to be at war with ourselves or at war with the way things are. In any situation, we can choose peace. Obviously, I'm not saying that we shouldn't defend ourselves if we're attacked, but I am saying that blind reactivity is our enemy on this path. As our mindfulness becomes strong and we begin to live in the practice of mindfulness, more and more, we choose the path of peace. One of the most powerful things I learned from my root teacher, Suzuki Roshi, was that he taught the Dharma most powerfully by his example. He radiated the Buddhist teachings. And that's something that we can do too. So in the context of what we've been exploring this week, we can incline our minds to the supreme safety, the supreme peace. Through our practice, we cultivate joy, tranquility, the well-being of contentment, and unification. And we can share these beautiful fruits of practice with everyone we come into contact with. So the invitation is to live in peace to the extent we're able to. We can begin to contribute to peace in the world by cultivating peace in ourselves. If aversive thoughts arise, we look for peaceful thoughts. We try to ensure that our speech is peaceful, our actions peaceful. And through our practice, little by little, with the help of sati, lucid awareness, we can be peaceful. In everything we do, we offer peace to ourselves and to everyone, to all beings. And we can make the aspiration to be a safe haven of peace for all beings everywhere. Thank you for your practice.